In Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, chapter 24, Sankhya philosophy. In this chapter, Krishna is instructing Uddhava how the understanding of the science of Sankhya will help one control confusion and bewilderment of the mind. In the beginning of creation, the Supreme Absolute Truth separates into two, the seer, or consciousness, or personality, and the seen, which means substance, or nature. Material nature comprises the three modes of nature, is agitated by the controlling male factor. Then the Mahatattva manifests with the energies of consciousness and activity. There's a whole description of creation and Sankhya philosophy, very interesting details here. You can go into it. So if you want to meditate on these ideas of Sankhya, then you'll not be bewildered by material dualities and cut off all doubts and bondage. Chapter 25, 11th canto, the three modes of nature and beyond. Mind control, sense control, tolerance are manifestations of pure goodness. Desire, endeavor, and false pride are manifested from passion. Anger, greed, and bewilderment are functions of ignorance. Mixing all these three modes, you get the idea of I and mine. This, obviously, we're talking about three modes of nature. So a person predominated by goodness worships Lord Hari or Vishnu with devotion, without desire for profit. The one who worships the Lord for fruits is called the passionate. And one who desires violence is ignorant. These three modes are very much present in the conditioned soul, but God is transcendental to it all. Objects related to God, places connected with God, happiness based on Krishna, the time that one spends worshiping Krishna, knowledge related to Krishna and work offered to Krishna, the performer who works under Krishna's shelter, who has faith in Krishna's service, such a conditioned soul will go to the spiritual realm and a destination of the Lord and transcend all the modes of nature. There are many different destinations and conditions of life for the conditioned soul based on the three modes of nature and the fruit of activities. Only by practicing pure bhakti can one conquer the three modes. A very nice philosophy here.